It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
There you go. So you're going to enjoy this. That's what I'm going to give away right now. Caller number 19, 312-981-7250. Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Builder Supply Outlet is in Broadview. Here is your top five theme. Top five moments of OB last night after the Bears lost.
This is beautiful.
This is Ed Obradovich, Chicago Bears legend, co-host of the Hamp OB with Kaz show, which happens before and after Bears broadcasts here on Sundays and last Monday night. They do the postgame show, actually, not the pregame, but they did a pregame and a postgame last night. And the first thing I did when the Bears started to, you know, as soon as it was over and I realized, hey, they're not going to come back from this two-score deficit.
Right.
I thought, I got to listen. I got to hear what they have to say. I got to hear it. Because to me, their anger and their indignation is just, it's something to behold. And poor Mark Carman, who hosts that show with them. He's the moderator.
Can you imagine being the moderator? I mean, no. Lester Holt will have an easier job with Trump and Hillary next Monday night.
Checking in. And this very, very rarely do we dedicate an entire top five to a single subject, let alone a single individual. But I think Ed Obradovich merits this as a legend.
Number five.
First words after the loss to the Eagles, OB expressed his disbelief.
I tell you what, that game tonight, I well, listen, tomorrow morning on the radio and on TV, you're going to hear the fans. That was absolutely unbelievable. I'd have lost the house, the farm. I lost everything. I never would have believed that a rookie quarterback could come in here and just take us apart.
Can you hear the heavy breathing from the other guys? Like they're ready to erupt.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. They're ready. My turn, my turn.
I just love how he screams into the microphone and it shuts down the technology.
It clips it every
Trembling as I'm listening right now.
I know, it's so scary.
I know.
Imagine again Carmen sitting there trying to like ring them all together.
Imagine getting in trouble by them, like they're kids.
Adam Hogue knows how that feels.
Number four.
You know, the quarterback's an important position in the NFL. You got to have precision. You have to have agility. You have to be able to think. So,
Do you need your thumb?
When Jake, no, apparently not. When Jake Cutler appeared to be lacking awareness on the field, OB said this.
Look at the quarterbacks in this league, folks. Look at them. Rodgers, all the quarterbacks, they bootleg, they slide, they do everything. They mix up the offense. Two games in a row. We don't learn from our mistakes the first game. Now we have a rookie coming in, our home opener, at home on Monday night television, and they come in and slap us around. And how dare that happen? How dare Fox let that happen? That's a disgrace what went on there tonight.
Hallelujah.
I think Carmen was trying to say he's one man, but he couldn't get that out.
Carmen, just sit back. You just got to sit back. You just got to wait, you know.
Let him vent.
Yeah, I think he'd just hide under the table. Until have they left the studio yet?
Poor Mark.
He may still be under there. Has anyone told him the show's over?
Hey, Mark, you get out from under there. Okay.
You're good, man. You're safe.
I just love it. It's like he swallows the microphone when he gets mad.
Oh, yeah.
And you can constantly hear the pounding of the desk in front of them.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I love.
Right, the fist. And those guys have sludgehammers for fists. So it's like, we're going to break the table one of these days.
Right. You shake their hands, and their hands are like four times the size of my hands. Eight times the size of Trump's hands.
Oh, I saw you did there. Yesterday, could you blame them, though? I mean, my gosh.
No, they echo the fan, which is perfect. You know, that's how everyone felt. They're tired. Like Lou said, everybody said it. They're tired of this losing. It's been terrible for the past 5-6 years now.
Yeah.
Same story.
Terrible.
Terrible, man.
It's good. He yells, right? And it's like the whole system goes away.
Everything shakes.
Yeah. All right. We have Three, you're two, and you're one. But first,
get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
All right, the top five, continues. These are the top five. We very rarely have ever done this on a single subject, let alone a single person. But these are the top five sound bites from Ed Obradovich last night after the Chicago Bears game.
And this totally warrants it, the situation with the Bears. This is almost therapeutic because this is what we all feel.
As heard right here on WGN in the aftermath of the Bears game last night, I think the finest, you know, this show notwithstanding, the finest radio broadcast maybe in the history of WGN.
It's so good.
It's the, I mean, I know with all the, there's this, this is a storied, storied institution with some of the greatest radio personalities and announcers and talent in the history of the industry.
No question.
But I don't know. There's something so refreshing about the Hamp OB with Kaz show after a Bears loss. It's like, it's like what you need.
They helped me through the evening last night. I said it, and I went to sleep, and I don't know. I just needed that therapy of, you know, felt like I was venting along with them. It's like, yeah.
Checking in at
number three.
Say what you will about Jay Cutler, but OB believes that if the right coaching staff were there to guide him, you could save Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler, he can run, and also he can throw the ball on the run. He's proven he can do that. There's a lot of things that they can do with him with this offense that the rules give you, and we don't. I'd like to have an offensive coordinator
that's
in here,
and I quote,
that knows what the hell he's doing and take the strengths of Jay Cutler and put it to use for four quarters instead of playing dumb football.
Mark trying to jump in there for one or two sentences.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Perfect. That was just perfect.
Checking in at
number two.
Now, a lot of people are blaming Jay Cutler for last night's loss to Philly, but OB believes that Coach Fox is really responsible. And so Carmen asks this question.
If you were running the team, are you firing John Fox?
I wouldn't fire him. I'd get him in the locker room. I'd slap him around pretty damn good. How the hell do you not make adjustments in this league? This is all about adjustments. They sit Cutler stand back there, drop back for two games in a row when he's getting killed. We have no imagination in our passing game. And the rules give you, it is a passing league. The rules tell you so. We can't even do that.
I'm so worried about him. I want to be on, I want like EMTs on standby during the game, during the post game.
Totally needed. I really think that, yeah, that's a good idea.
Clear! All right. And finally,
number one.
Here is OB's final analysis.
Uh-oh.
Folks, when I tell you again, they did nothing in training camp. They go into the exhibition season. We have rookies on the line that are not playing. We have Whitehair, the fourth exhibition game. He never stepped on a field. And he played tackle at college, guard with the Bears, and they start him at center. Has somebody lost their mind up there?
Sir.
The problem, I'm telling you, if you want to put some of it on Cutler, put it on him. But I'm going to tell you where the peg really goes right at him, and that's the coaching. They've done a pathetic job of coaching this year. After two games, they stink.
I think that,
there you go.
There you go. I can't add anything.
The top five at five.
September 22nd.
Hold on one second. Sorry. We apologize.
OB break it again?
OB broke the... OB, by screaming into the microphone, broke the entire system.
We don't!